Won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Third and final hour here on this Columbus Day, Monday, October 13th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Tomorrow, Tuesday, October 14th, during this hour, 11 o'clock to 11:30, possibly holding him over through the break, Dave Ajima, Patriot brother, conservative, constitutionalist, served our country in the Air Force, fighter pilot, went on to be a commercial airline pilot, as well as represented the union, I believe, for the airlines, then became a state representative, serving three terms in Lansing and being voted one of the most conservative state reps in the history of our state. He then went on and served the RNC to help write the platform for the 2016 election of Donald Trump. That platform won over a lot of religious leaders' votes and got him to defeat Hillary Clinton. Well, Dave is going to be on the show tomorrow, and he's going to give us a history lesson on Islam, explaining to us the difference between the Muslim faith, Islam, Islamic jihad. He's going to explain all of it to us. Dave has been in touch with very influential people that had inside ties to the Muslim world, Islam, jihad, the Quran, understanding the religion of Muhammad. He's going to be on with us tomorrow from, like I said, 11:30, possibly holding him over through after the news break in the third hour tomorrow. So if you'd like to hear Dave Ajima explain the history of Islam and how it is still very much in play in the United States, across the world, this is going to be absolutely something that we are going to talk about. If you have any questions, you can text them to me, and Dave will be able to answer those questions for you guys tomorrow. So I hope to basically just tee him up and have him explain it to us. If there's any questions you have, send them to my phone, text them to me, and I'll be sure to ask Dave on the show tomorrow. Again, we'll start at 11:05, go to 11:30, and if there's more questions, we'll hold them through the break and have a conversation about it. And I think the timing of us doing this with Dave is important in light of all the things that are happening right now in the Middle East. A lot of these countries, how they have Muslim faith as well as Israel, the Jews, and all of the European countries, the United States, Great Britain, Canada, all of them today. Now, one thing you have to understand, these are Dave Agerman's opinions based on his experience, his actual world life experiences over the years, and I've asked him to come on to share this information with you guys. So again, tomorrow, 11:30, first half hour, hour number 3. Again, join it live. Be sure to get the podcast, listen on demand on our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number 3. State Representative Ron Robinson, chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, made quote of the day on Friday. I'm trying to coin the phrase, Selfridge will be the Miramar of the Midwest. I'm not sure, though, if that sounds better, or the Miramar of Michigan. I kind of like the Miramar of the Midwest, even though it's in Michigan, going to be out at Selfridge Air Force Base. Kind of an interesting quote because of the story that came with it. The process, way it's going to play out, is going to be more money definitely in the state of Michigan with regards to the new fighter jet that's coming. Even though Washington right now, the federal government is shut down, isn't stopping the military's defense budget of starting to produce those fighter jets and getting them here in Michigan. Kind of interesting how this is all going to play out. But the battle back and forth regarding jobs, and this is part of it, because of the increase personnel that will be out at Selfridge Air Force Base, the expansions that are going to take place, and the battle back and forth between states for jobs. Well, State Representative Brian Possumus calls this a universal ceasefire that would have the Midwest states or the entire nation sign on to the accord to stop the race to the bottom strategy offering corporate welfare to lure jobs out of Michigan and other states. While President Trump is busy bringing peace to the Middle East, back on the home front, House Majority Floor Leader wants all states to unilaterally disarm in this battle to steal jobs from each other in order to grow their own state economies. While being drilled on an off-the-record panel, Possumus confessed, maybe it's pie in the sky, but I'd like to see it happen. The current system, he suggested, is not the way we should be going. Short of an actual ceasefire, he is working on a job growth package while Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker Matt Hall are drafting their own new strategy behind closed doors. Well, first thing that Possumus wants to do is to have lots of transparency and clawbacks. Jobs first, checks last approach, which would force companies to create jobs and then receive state awards with incentive dollars after the jobs are created. But he does concede that some of this job creation effort might require foundation or seed money to get the ball rolling. While he acknowledged that he is aware of what Whitmer and Hall effort is trying to produce, he declined to share it with reporters. Now, here is an interesting little side note. On the political front, as the House approaches next year's 2026 election, Possumus cites two issues that are going to be at the top of the Get Us Reelected agenda in the House. One of those includes a citizens-only voting constitutional amendment, which has been consolidated into one petition drive with hopes of going before the voters next November. This is going to be a big issue, Possumus predicted. And he also conceded it will not generate the same voter enthusiasm that came with the abortion Proposal 3 amendment during the last governor's race of 2022. However, he said it will be on par with others conservative ballot issues that have been on the ballot in the past. The other issue is going to be crime and public safety. This is becoming a fundamental issue. Potsmas reminded that when the issue gets about 3% of the vote, when citizens are asked to list their most pressing issues and that crime rates are in fact down, Potsmas said just because the crime rate is down doesn't mean that it's still not important to people. We'll be talking about our successes. And finally, Potsmas claims that the Republicans did lead an effort to provide more public safety financial aid to local governments in the recent state budget, especially for the cities that have the highest crime rates. So, kind of interesting how this is all starting to play out as we head into next year's elections. Now, another story regarding the budget takeaways. Counties that receive funds from the County Veterans Service Fund grants, the CVSFG, will have to now provide quarterly and yearly reports to the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency on its spending. This all came as part of the fiscal year 2026 budget. Additionally, the MVAA will have to create a report detailing the method it used to determine how much money each county receives. Since earlier this year, the House Military and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Subcommittee heard testimony on how a miscalculation was made by the agency, which led to counties having to reevaluate their own budgets. Since allocations were less than originally stated, the MVAA once annual report will now have to include a list of counties of the money they received and how the dollars amounts were determined, along with a summary of each county's spending of the grant funding. Any unexpected grant funding that has been returned to the fund, how much money is available at the end of the fiscal year. Also, money recovered by MVAA counties for misusing their grants will now be part of the reporting process. Counties will have to report on a quarterly basis as well as a final annual basis, complete with a line item breakdown of money spent, such as salaries, training, outreach, equipment, transportation, and overall operations. They'll have to include the number of veterans that actually benefited from spending the funds, showing verification that at least 70% of the county matching funds, along with a certification from the county's veteran service officers that says all the expenditures were compliant. Authorized spending purposes will include payrolls and salaries, staffing on board and training, office space, information technology, and any equipment, computers, office furniture, all of it. Chairman Ron Robinson, state representative from Utica, said today these changes are sparking an interest in the veteran community. A lot of people don't know about it, but these counties got shafted. There was nothing malicious, but it is frustrating. Well, we finally got to the bottom of it, and we're moving forward to rectify the situation. Again, Robinson highlighted $26 million in funding from the federal government to Selfridge Air National Guard Base, which is $11 million more than previous years due to the new 21 new, oh, and I misspoke on the number, F-15. I think I may have said 35. F-15 Eagle fighter jets. Robinson said the Tri-County area surrounding Selfridge Air Force Base will get an economic boom. It's Wayne, Oakland, and where it's housed, Selfridge, in Macomb County, Michigan. Robinson praised both the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and Speaker Matt Hall, who deserve a lot of credit. Governor Whitmer could have very easily played politics when President Trump was elected. But the bottom line, hats off to her for understanding that President Trump wanted to focus on Michigan for a lot of reasons. And I think she recognized that that was a good thing for the state to work with the president. I think we're going to see lots of fruits coming with the Selfridge fighter jets and the expansion of the base. 26 million dollars in expansion out at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County. So we're going to monitor this story because the impact that it's going to have for southeastern Michigan. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties, the three most populated counties in the southeast region, actually of the entire state. 850,000 people now in Macomb County, where the base is located. Well, with these expansions and potential for more jobs, it's going to be very, very interesting to see all of this unfold. And now with the 21 new F-15 Eagle fighter jets, it's going to absolutely spur the economy there and bring in even more business for local businesses in the area. So we'll continue to monitor this story. Interesting, though, the chair of military affairs, Ron Robinson, is the state representative from Utica, which is where I was born and raised, Utica Community Schools. One last note on this story, real quick. Speaker Matt Hall says Governor Gretchen Whitmer deserves a lot of credit, reiterating basically what Hall said. Working with the president, making sure that this project came to Selfridge, as well as helping get more expansion of the base. So even Matt Hall acknowledging Governor Gretchen Whitmer working with President Trump. Well, you got to realize he's the president for the next 3 years and a couple of months, and will be the president throughout the rest of her governorship. So we'll be seeing a new governor in January of 2027. And Whitmer wants to get as much accomplished as she can for the state before her term is up. That's the bottom line. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.